Okay, everybody said we're going to start the new perek. This touches on a lot of sugyas. Right now we're going to zero in on the matnas kahuna and the baal ta'achar of Bechoris. And then we'll get to Mitzvah Shem next week. We'll talk more about Koyen HaMeseyeya Beveis HaGronos. Okay, so we'll start the Mishnah, beginning of the fourth parak. Chavav Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, basically, we know that Bechor is a Korban, right? If it's a Tam, Bechor Behemet Tohor is a Korban. Okay? So, a regular Korban, there's a Chiv to bring it as soon as possible. If you wait three Regolim, if you wait three Yomim Tovim, Yoiv Baal Tachar, so Lav Yechayiv Malkus for technically. If you delay one regel, you mevatel a mitzvah sase of veivesim sham. In other words, you have a chiv ase to bring it right away, first yomdiv, and then if you don't bring it for three regalim, there's a bal tacha, yoivra lav, of delaying the kol. So without any new reasons, b'chor should be no different. There should be an obligation to immediately facilitate the b'chor, for sure not pass the first regal. So if the behemoth was born a week before Yom Tov, there should be a chiv, the first Yom Tov, to bring it, to be brought as a kol, l'chor. And if you don't, you mevatel a chiv d'raisa. And then, after three regalim, you'll be over the lav of Baal Tacha. Right? So forgetting any reason why not. Now, maybe one can argue and say, well, maybe Bechor, there would be a logic to say that Bechor doesn't have Baal Tacha. Why? Kedusha Abba Me'elov. Baal Tacha is generally associated with a neder. Right? You make a neder, there's Baal Tacha, not to bring the neder that you made. Right? So there may be a sforah to say that by Bechor there's no Baal Tacha at all. Okay? But the fact is that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Davov, when the Gemara lists all the things that there are Baal Tacha on, the Gemara lists clearly Bechoris, that there is Baal Tacha. And for that reason, Tosfos later on actually asks, how does our Mishnah talks about Bechor like there's no rush? There's no rush. Metapel, the owner now is busy, you know, fattening the Bechor up. And not only is allowed to, he's mechuyev to. You're not allowed to just give it to the Kohen, take the little baby and give it to the Kohen. You're mechayev to be metapel with the Bechor, either for, whether it's 30 days, whether it's 50 days, you have to metapel with the Bechor. Now why isn't there, and then later the Gemara discusses that ultimately the year is the limit. In other words, after a year, you have to bring it within a year. Ultimately, that's the cap. Shana b'shana, ultimately there's a year cap. What's going on? What happened to Baal Tacha? So Tosfos focuses on that. Tosfos later focuses on Baal Tacha. Tosfos says, what happened to Baal Tacha? Tosfos says a very big chiddush. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about the possibility that you could have a year go by without a Baal Tachar, technically. Because if you hold that the Baal Tachar is only Kisidron, okay? So it has to be in order. So if the animal is born right after Pesach, so you need to go around the year again to get it Kisidron, right? V'chohena, v'chohena. So it's possible to have a year go by without Baal Tachar. So Tosfos later wants to say that that's what we're talking about. The reason why our Gemara is going to ultimately say the shear is a year is in a case where there's no baltacha problem. That's Tosfos. It's a big chiddush from many fronts, that Tosfos. Very big chiddush. Number one, the actual chiddush is a big chiddush. That's the only case we're talking about. The Gemara failed to mention that the only case that we're talking about is that case. Very strange. That's number one. And number two, what happened to the Aseh? The Aseh, you're over the first Yom Tov. The first regal that you don't bring the Korban, you're over an Aseh. Right? So you're not allowed to wait. You know, we're used to thinking three regalim, you're not allowed to wait three regalim. Three regalim is, then you progressed to the level of a lav. You're not allowed to say, so I say. Right? So how does Al-Gamor give you a year? That Tosfos Bechlal doesn't address. Tosfos is just saying that the Baal Ta'achar issue could be resolved in such a case where the animal was born in a way where the whole year goes by and there's no regalim. Okay, I understand. But those are problems that we have. So let's see how the Mishnah reads. The Mishnah says like this: Ad kam Yisrael chayovin letabel b'mcho. How much is a Jew chayev? For how long of a period is a Jew chayev to matabel b'mcho? Bei medaki at shloshim yom. By bei medaki, it's for 30 days. You have to matabel with the b'mcho before you give it to the kohen. And Gasa is 50 yom. Behema Gasa, 50 days. So basically, you have to grow the animal for that period of time before you give it to the kohen. And we'll see where this halacha is learned from, or what's the concept. The Gemara brings psukim. The Rambam says it's a svore. The Rambam says it. You have to give it lamoshcha. You have to give it to the kohen with greatness, becovered. So you don't give the kohen something that he has to then start being metapel with. You give them a finished product, just like you wouldn't give a gift to somebody that they have to start carrying and developing. You have to give it developed, okay? Zok the Mishnah, Om Aleikim B'seich Hazman, or B'seich Zman Zeh, if the client tells you, within this time frame, Tenehuli, Hareze Lo Yitnen Olay, then you can't give it to him. There is a kohen has no right to say, I'll do the work for you. But in Balmumu, but if it's a Balmum, the kohen could say, listen, I'm not waiting. I'm going to go and shecht it. It's no problem. Because then the kohen is not doing work for you. The problem is the kohen can't do work for you. Because if he does work for you, that's called kohen amisayeya beveis agrones. And that's an issa. The kohen can't give you a value that you in turn give him the matnas kohen. That's an issur d'oraisa, which we'll learn about later. That you can't do. So the Mishnah says, "Ubishas hamigdash." See, shaloi bishas hamigdash, you have to wait for it to get a mum. Bishas hamigdash, you just brought it for a korm. As long as it's more than 7 days old, you bring it for a korm. So there the kohen could tell you, if he said, Tein v'akrivenu mutu, you can give it to him right away, if you want. Now the Mishnah says the chiddush that we were talking about. The b'chor could be eaten for a full year. That means anytime during the year, you have a right to shecht it. You don't have to rush into it. Bein tam, bein balmum. Even a balmum, there's a mitzvah to shecht. We'll see if there's a mitzvah to eat, but there's a mitzvah at least to shecht. Later we'll see a machlekes b'shami b'silu. If you can even give the meat, because the meat is chul. If you can even give the meat to a goy, b'silu, you can even give the meat to a goy to eat. There's no limitation on the meat, but it has to be shechted within a year. And l'fnei Hashem l'kecha t'chlanu shana b'shan. Ne'el b'imum b'sech shnosech ha'shel k'ayim b'kol shnei mazachesh. If you got a mum within 12 months, you could keep it for 12 months. If it's the mum is after the year, you have to. You only have 30 days, then you have to go ahead and shecht it. Says the Gemara, Minani Mili. How do we know this halacha? That the bailim have to be metapel, that the owner has an obligation. Omar of Kanam, HaKot says in the Pasuk, B'chol Banecho Titein Li. First it says, Meleacho V'dimacho Loisacha. Don't delay your trumas. Then it says, B'chol Banecho Titein Li. That's Pigyin Aben. And then it says, after that, it says, Kein Tasa L'Tzoyincho. Then it says, Kein Tasa L'Tzoyincho. So, Meleach HaVedimachal Loisachar is talking about Bikurim. Now, Bikurim has to come after 50 days, right? After Shavuos. After 50 days from Pesach. So, Bikurim has at least a 50-day delay. And, obviously, Pidyon HaBen has a 30-day delay. Right, you don't do Pidyon HaBen for 30 days. So the way the Gemara sees it, there's Tzoyin and Tzoyin Chorim and Shorcha, right? And there's Banecha and Bikurim. So it's a 30 and 50 day delay for a Behemah Daka, 30 days. For Behemah Gasa, 50 days. That's the Gemara. Now again, the Rambam uses a Svarah. The Gemara seems to use a Pasuk. Could be a Tzeil Veil, we'll see. But that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Mikan omru ad kama chayovim. So Gemara says, Kein tasa l'shoch. Epechano, how do you know to say that the 30 days is going on the daka and the 50 days is going on the gasa? Gemara says, well, it's the right order. Mistavim muktim l'muktim. It goes first, which is the shor, and the mukhal of the mukhar, the second one, which is the 30-day period, is going on the tzayin. Adrabah, the Samachle is Samachle. If you look at the Pasuk, it's closer. The 30 days is closer to Shar. The Gemara says, Amarove, Tase, Hoysif, Akosav, Asiya, Bishar. By Shar, it says Tase. You have to do a little more. Dei Meshitin Yom. Maybe double 30. Gemara says, Loi Mosra, Akosav, Al Lachachomim. Lachachomim said that it's 50 and 30. Okay. Some learned that's where the Rambam got his shita. Because Le Mosra Kosova Lachachamim means that really it was given to the Chachamim. And therefore it's really a Svore. And the Psukim are just a Remez, whether it's 30 or 50 days. Because the Rambam uses a Svore for the whole Sugya. He uses a Svore, which we'll get back to. I think it's very sadistic. But if you look at the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos, he uses a Svore for the whole thing. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavosei Derove, B'cho B'necho Titin Li, Kintas L'Tzoyincho, Yochal Av L'Shocho, Tamaloy matasa, it's about Kosovo Asiya Bishocho, says Asiya extra, the Mosra Kosovo Lachachom. Mikanongu, Kami Yisroel Chayovim, the Tapu Bucho, Behemadaka Shloishim Yoim, and Begasa Chamishim. Rabbi Yossi says, Bedaka Shloish Chadoshim, you need more time, Mimnesh Tipula Maruba, because it has weak teeth. It takes longer for it to mature. Imamalo Akoyim Besechzman, Tenei Uli, that, by the way, supports the Rambam. Because the Rambam, the way he learns, it's not just a pasuk. It's logical. You have to give the Kohen already made kol, already made matane, and therefore the daka, which has weaker teeth, ready-made is more. Shloish chadosh. Says the Gemara, my time, Yimom aloi ha-Kohen b'seich zman, t'nei uli, arei ze lo-yitin loi, my time, rav sheshet, nishanirek ha-Kohen, ha-Mesayeya b'veis ha-Gronis. And now the Gemara goes into a whole, the problem of Kohen HaMesayeh B'Veis HaKohanim. Which again, primarily, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll talk about next week, this sugya, which extends till the end of the next daf, this Kohen HaMesayeh B'Veis HaKohanim. Okay, so let's try to get a better handle on what we're holding here. So, we had two problems here. We have problem number one, what happened to Baal Ta'achar? Right? How could you wait a year? The Mishnah says you could wait a year. How could you wait a year? When in fact there is a Baal Ta'achar, and the Mishnah says it clearly, the Braisa says it clearly in Rosh Hashanah, that there is Baal Ta'achar. Number two, what happened to Kein Tasa L'Shoch? Now, another difficulty here. The Gemara seems to be bringing down. Okay. Okay, the Gemara seems to be bringing down here that the Kohen, I mean, the Mishnah says it, that the Kohen has a right, technically, to tell you, give it to me right now. Right? The Kohen seems to be able, the Kohen has a right. The only issue is that if the Kohen plans on developing the animal, then we have a problem of Kohen HaMesayeya Beveis HaGronos. If the Kohen is coming to you and saying, I'll develop it instead of you, so we have a problem of Kohen HaMesayeya Beveis HaGronos, which is always a problem. The Kohen has no right to do anything for you in exchange for getting the Matnas Kahuna, and that's actually an Issa D'Oraisa, which tomorrow we'll talk about, Tzachi of Misa. That's a serious thing. But if the Kohen wants to either eat it if it's a Balmum, or shecht it in the Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, so he's not telling you that he's doing something for you, it's no problem. Then it's mutter. That's clear in the Mishnah, it's clear. So that really supports the Rambam. No, it doesn't sound like the Kohen has a right to demand. The Kohen has a right to ask for it. Let's put it that way. Right, the Kohen has a right to ask for it. The coin's ready to be brought from day 7 on.
From day 7. So when the guy who's giving it can always assume that he can bring it as a coin today. Why should he be mitzvah with it? Why should he raise it when he can bring it today?
100%. If he finds himself a coin, it's in both directions. If he finds himself a coin that wants to take it right now, he would always do that. Really, in other words, the Mishnah is not dafka the way it reads, that the coin comes to you or you go to, it doesn't make a difference. You have a chiyuv to... At this point, you have a right to say, I'm not metapel anymore with it, whether the Kohen likes it or not. Up until this time period, the Kohen could throw it back at you, unless you find a Kohen who wants to deal with you. The reason why we use the language that the Kohen is saying it is because it really isn't his power to decide what he wants to do. The Kohen could say, I want a metapel, I don't want a metapel with it. It's up to him. Okay. So now, if you look at the Rambam says two things. Perek Aleph Halacha Tes Vav, I don't know if you all have the Rambam, I'll read it to you. Hoyo Abchor Balmum, which is really the din of our Mishnah. Va'om Aloi B'soich Zman Zeh Tunei Uli Shoich Lenu. Oy! Or, he says, Shohoyo Tomim Va'om Aloi Tunei Uli B'soich Hazman Shakri Venu Ato. Both of them are dinim of our Mishnah. Right? Either it's a Balmum and he says, I want to bring it as a shechtet for myself. Or he says, a Bizman Abayis. He says, I want to go ahead and bring it for a Kolb now. So, the Rambam, Hareza Noisnele. So you can give it to him. Again, like you said, David, it's Mashram Rambam, it's your decision. I can give it to you if I want. Zok the Rambam, the Eroeli, Shabachol Nitain, Lachol Koyen Shiyotz. The Rambam is saying he's saying this like a thing. He's saying it seems that you could give it to any Kohen you want. That's what the Rambam says. Which means there are different types of matnas kohuna. There are matnas kohuna like the skin of an oiler. Okay? The skin of an oiler goes to the Anshei Mishmo. It's not your decision. It goes to the Kohanim that are working that particular week. In Beis HaMikdash, that's where the skin goes. Okay? Bikurim. Bikurim you bring to the Beis HaMikdash. Whoever happens to be the Anshei Mishmo of that week in Beis HaMikdash, they're the ones that get the Bikurim. You don't have a right to come in and say, well, my uncle, this is, it goes to the Anshei Mishma. The Rambam means to say over here that don't make, this is a kol. A Bechor Tam is a kol. So logically you would say, goes to the Anshei Mishma. Doesn't go to whoever you'd like. Goes to Anshei Mishma. So the Rambam means to say, don't make this mistake to think that Bechor is the same way. But no. Bechor goes to any coin you want. Now, I would say that the Rambam integrated these two halachas. Because really, the Rambam's chiddush is against the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, and there's a Tosefta and Kiddushin that says clearly that Bechor is given to the Anshei Mishma. And in fact, the Achroinim here by us in the Sugya, there's also Briskerov, they ask on the Rambam, how the Rambam paskin this way? How do you paskin against the Braisa? The Braisa says you don't have the right by Bechor to give it to whichever kind you want. Bechor is like Bikurim. Bechor is Shulchan Gavoya. So it goes to whoever, it's not your decision. So if we take a look, Briskerov, he's bothered with this question. Briskerov doesn't really answer the Rambam. The Briskerov talks about the Matnas Kahuna. And he says, Ayin Rambam sheposak sherasa Yisrael loyma li Yisrael achal ochosel avatein li trumis b'chor yishar matonais. And he says, the Rit al Ghazi Bayas also discusses this Rambam, which we have in the Maram HaKemis. And the Briskerov says it depends. A Bechor Balmum is Matnas Kahuna. It goes L'chol Kohen Sheyirtz. You could give it to any kohen you want. Right? But a Bechor Tam, that's going for Kohen, that goes to Anshei Mishma. That goes to Anshei Mishma. There's a famous Briskerov that he learns that there's a two separate dinim. There's a Korban din, there's a Matnas Kahuna din. When it's a Balmum, then it's only Matnas Kahuna. When it's a Bechor, that's a Balmum, then it's only Matnas Kahuna. And when it's a Bechor Tam, there's Manabayas, then it's a Kol. And when it's a Kol, it's the Anshei Mishma. But the Rambam is not learning like that. The Rambam is learning that even a Tam, it's up to you. Now, I would say that the Rambam got his halacha from our sugya. Our Mishnah. Our Mishnah seems to clearly state that the Kohen, whether it's a Tam, whether it's a Balmum, the Kohen and the owner can make a deal together and within this time frame. And the Kohen says, you know what, I'll bring it for Korban now. Seems to say clear. No, I'm just saying. It seems to be clear. Now, they all ask, what do you mean? How could the Kohen, if it goes to the Anshei Mishma, let's take a step back. If it goes to Anshei Mishma, why can't the Anshei Mishma of that week, the week when you're supposed to be metapa with the Bechor now for either 30 days or 50 days, right? And now a wise guy, Kohen, comes. He belongs to a family that's working right now in Beis Hamikdash. He says, come, give me the Bechor now. Yeah. If there's a limitation that it goes to the Anshei Mishma, so really what he's doing, he's not just doing you a favor and him a favor, he's really taking it away from the Anshei Mishma that would rightfully get it, when the Torah prescribes you to give it. The Torah prescribed 30 days, 50 days, whatever the Torah prescription was. Who is this client and who are you? Who are the two of you to make an under-the-table deal and to prematurely, this is not like Truma, where you could give to any client you want. This goes to the Anshei Mishma. And to which Anshei Mishma? Not only that, the whole reading of our Mishnah sounds like there's one kohen here. There's no one kohen. There's Anshim Ishmael. He doesn't have a right either. He comes like a knacker. He says, even if you're going to tell me that any time from when the animal is 7 days old till the end of the year, it could be awarded to any Anshim Ishmael. Let's go like that. Again, all the Achronim are asking, what do you mean? It should be awarded to the Kohanim of the Anshei Mishmah at the expiration. Let's go and say, you know what? No, it's a flexible Anshei Mishmah. Just like by Bikurim. Bikurim is a flexible Anshei Mishmah. Bikurim doesn't have 1 week. Oh, these Bikurim belong to that Mishmah. Whichever group it happens to be working in the Beis HaMikdash, the week that I bring it, that group gets it. There is no group. There's no group of Kohanim that could come to me. There's no guy, if I have Bikurim, there's no claim that could come to me and say, oh, give it to me, it's mine. No, it's not yours. I have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Kohanim of the Anshei Mishmah will divide it within the system. There's a system. It's not Stam Hefkevelt. There's a system. And in the Beis HaMikdash, over there, they make a chalukah. Over there, they give it out. There's no one knakya. And you would never find such a Mishnah in Bikurim. Because it doesn't exist. It's Neschalek L'Anshei Mishmah. And I would even go so far to say, you're not allowed to give it to a kohen. As the Mishnah in Bikurim itself says, the end of Bikurim, it's Nischalek L'Anshei Mishmah. The whole wording of our Mishnah is Mutna. Our Mishnah says, if the Kohen came to you and he said, you know what, give it to me, I'll take care of it. What do you mean, you? Who are you? It's L'Anshei Mishmah. It's not you. It's not you. You're not more of a Mechutin. So that's why many want to learn that our Rambam saw from our Mishnah a stira with the Brisa and the Yerushalmi that says that it's given to the Anshei Mishmah. And the way they want to learn is that the Rambam took our sugya as a matter. And our sugya learns that Bechor is a matnas kahuna, and you could decide any coin you want to give it to, and it doesn't go to the Anshei Mishmah. Goes to whichever kind you decide to give it to. And the Braise and the Tosefta happen to argue with our Mishnah and our Sugya. And they hold that no, it's not the and Taka. Our Mishnah wouldn't agree with that Braise, and that Braise wouldn't agree with our Mishnah.
Why can't they both be compatible? Why can't you say that our Mishnah is talking about where you deal straight with the Kohen? The other one is you bring up the Bechor to the Beis HaMikdash.
That Mishnah, that Braise doesn't say, that Braise doesn't say that you could do what you want. That Braise says you have to do it like that. The Braise doesn't say if you want you could give it to the Anshei Mishmah. The Braise says Bechor has to be given to the Anshei Mishmah. So just like Bikurim, the Mishnah reads, so unless you're a prophet, unless you're a Navi, the Mishnah reads exactly the way the Mishnah reads in Bikurim. Duplicate.
And Bikurim is you have to bring it to the Beis
HaMikdash. I don't have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. I can make the Kohen a Shliach. You know, Mr. Kohen, you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. I can make the same deal with any Kohen. Just the same deal I'm making here.
And he has to give it to...
Why? Does this Kohen have to give it to the Anshei Mishmah? You just said no. No! So what? And the claim by Bikurim?
Because Bikurim can only be given to the Mishmah.
Why?
He's being a Shaliach to take it up to his boys in the Beis HaMikdash.
But why? I just asked you a question. I said both Mishnahs read the same way. This Mishnah says it's given to Anshei Mishmah. The Braise says given to Anshei Mishmah. The same way it says Bikurim given to Anshei Mishmah. So I just asked you, what's the difference? You said, well, Bikurim has to be brought to Beis HaMikdash. So does the Bechor have to be brought to Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
So both of them are ultimately going to be brought to Beis HaMikdash. Whether they're brought by you, whether they are brought by you, whether they are brought by you, the Bikurim, or they are brought by the Kohen by Bikurim, whether the Bechor is brought by you, or the Bechor is brought by the Kohen, either way, their destination is the Beis HaMikdash. And either way, they're divided by the Anshei Mishma. Who gave you the right?
According to this Mishnah.
Oh! So you're saying, here's a Mishnah. So what they're saying is, the Braisa doesn't give you the room. Our Mishnah does, and the Braisa doesn't. So they see that as a contradiction between the Braisa and the Mishnah. The Braisa seems to say, you have no choice. And the Mishnah seems to say, you do have a choice. You have to know. Listen, if you're going to learn that there is no machlokes between the Braisa and the Mishnah, if you learn there's no machlokes like the other Rishonim, they're going to learn exactly like you. You understand? The other Rishonim who learned that it goes to the Anshei Mishma, they're going to learn that this Kohen who's talking to you, he's not talking to you as an individual. He's saying, me and my Chaverim. Come, I'll bring it for my Chaverim and we'll do it. Okay, now there's a very good. The Rambam clearly didn't learn like that because the Rambam said klo noisim l'chol kohen v'yeroli, and that's what the Rambam said v'yeroli. Have a chiddush to say. He doesn't say yeroli. Most of Mishnah Torah, he does nothing more than repeat dinim mefurashim. It's obvious that the Rambam also knew what Yehuda was saying. He knew that our Mishnah doesn't only have one way to learn it, because if it had one way to learn it, he wouldn't say yeroli. He'd say it's the din of our Mishnah. That you could give it to any coin you want. The Rambam chaps what you're saying. That it could be, our Mishnah just means the coin comes to you, he says, listen, me and my chaverim will divide it in the Beis HaMikdash. So we'll take care of it. That could be. Right? That could be. But the Rambam's not learning like that. If you learn like that, then the pshat is, Bikurim is always given to the Anshei Mishma. And it's Bechoris. And it's exactly like Bikurim. It's given to the Anshei Mishma that are doing Avodah that week, that the Avodah will be done with either the Bechor or the Bikurim. Bikurim also has Tnufa. Bikurim also has a process by the Mizbech. That's the way to learn like Yehuda. Now, if you want to ask me why the Rambam didn't learn like that, so I will tell you why I think the Rambam didn't learn like that. For two reasons. Reason number one, the Rambam is a Chishtik Obriska. He's Medayek. The Diyak is definitely not Mashmak. It doesn't read like that. That's number one. That, let's say, is a weaker. That wouldn't be a reason why the Rambam will go against the Yerushalmi. Right? But I think there's a much better reason why the Rambam didn't learn like that. The Rambam didn't learn like that because of Pshat. Because the Mishnah Bayah said two dinim. The Mishnah Bayah said, number one, said the Mishnah, a Kohen is not allowed to come to you by a balmum, and say, you know what? I'll mature the animal. I taka want to bring it up more. This animal needs another 30 days of work. I'll do it for you. But give it to me. Now let it do that. Issa d'raisa. Koyim esayeh beves agonis. Yeah. But the Mishnah said, but if the Koyim tells you, give it to me and I'll shecht it right now, then it's okay. Why? Because there the Koyim is not substituting your work, he's shechting it right now. And then the Mishnah says, Hu adin, if the Kohen tells you, give it to me, and I'll bring it as a kol, it's also fine. Yeah? What do you mean? If he's talking about giving it to the Anshei Mishma, there's no flow to our Mishnah. What's that have to do with Kohen HaMaseyeh Abaveh Sagrones? If you're going to learn like Zev, or like Yehudah, he says, you know what, I'll be the mailman here. I'm delivering it to the Beis HaMikdash, and Beis HaMikdash will make a division. Yeah? So then what is it? What in the world does it have to do with Kohen HaMaseyeh Beveis HaKohenes? There's no flow. Our whole mission is trying to say that if you're going to give it to the Kohen in a way where he's not helping you out, then there's no problem of Kohen HaMaseyeh Beveis HaKohenes. And that's accomplished in two ways. either by a balmum if he shechts it immediately, or a korban, he says, I'll bring it right away. The korban case has no shaykhis to claim Mr. Beis HaKadosh. He's saying, I have no shaykhis here. We'll bring it to Beis HaMikdosh. It's mischalak tan anshei mishmo. So this was a mako to the Rambam. The Rambam held that, you know what, you could give it to any coin you want. And Taka, the coin could come and he could say, give it to me. And that's why the Rambam didn't learn. You understand? That's why the Rambam didn't learn. It's not just the Loshen. It's Pshat. Why it didn't work well to learn that way. But I actually think that the way the Rambam learned, all the kashas on Maturitz, not just the what is actual aloha, but all the kashas in Baltachar and Tipul and many other kashas are answered with this Rambam. So I want to just go back to the sugi one moment to the sugi earlier we had in the first parak. Over there, the Gemara reads as follows. Now, if you base them and base, the Gemara says like this. Omar of Chizda, Behema Shvius, Ptuchim and Abachoy. What happens if you took money of Shvius, and with it you bought a Behema? So now the Behema has Kedusha Shvius. And that Behema now had a Vlad. That Behema had a Vlad. Do you have to treat that Vlad with Kedusha's Bechoyra? So the Mishnah says, there's a b'raisa, and Rav Chista repeats the halacha. Behem is shi'is p'turim in ha-b'chayim. My time, lo'och lo'am rachmona v'loy l'sreif. Shvius has to be eaten. We spent time when we learned the sugi earlier on. Shvius has to be eaten. And when you bring a korban for the Beis HaMikdosh, you have to be makta, they murim. There are large parts of the animal that get brought as a hakrov on the mizbeach. And mele, that's a steer with Kedusha Shvius. Okay? Says the Gemara, if you look weiter, says the Gemara, aye, what about Issa Shvius Chayeves Pechala? Kivin Matami Basreifu Lochla Machmona Vole Sreifu. The Gemara says, Shani Chala Dechsiv Lederesech. Okay. So the Gemara brings a riboy. The Gemara says, by Chala, its truth is that Shemitah should be potter from Chala too. Because if it becomes Tomei now, if it becomes Tomei, you won't be able to eat it. You'll have to burn it. So you're sort of putting it in a matzav where it could well be burnt. The pshat in the Gemara is that la'ochla is not just the chiyuv to eat it. It's the chiyuv to preserve it for eating. And just like you're not allowed to make it into a korban because it won't be eaten, you're not allowed to put it in a situation where it will be susceptible to be burnt. But by challah there's a separate pasuk. La'ochla even something which comes from Shemitah, from Shvius, still you have to be mafresh chal. That's what it says here. Okay. Now, let me get the Rambam. The Rambam on this halacha says as follows. Halacha Yutes, Perkei. If you have a Rambam, if not, I'll read it for you. Halakech behemel mipere Shvius, harezu pturim na b'choira. Now, the Gemara said a reason why it's potter from Bechira. Nothing to do with anything but the fact that it's going to be have to be brought as a korban. And therefore, some of it is going to be burnt on the Mizbeach. And since some of it's going to be burnt on the Mizbeach, so Mele, it's L'Sreifa. Comes the Rambam, gives a new reason. So the Rambam, Harezu P'tur Min HaBechira, L'Fi She'ni Rashi L'Asi S'Choyra B'Per HaShviz. Because now, if you make it into Bechor, means you're going to give it to the Kohen. And you're going to give it to whichever Kohen you want, which is called the Tovas Hano. So it's like you're doing business with Perish. So the Rambam totally ignores our Gemara, which says that the reason why it's not Chayiv in Bechor is because it's going to be burnt. He ignores the Gemara. He gives a whole new reason, which, by the way, fits with the Rambam. Because the Rambam holds that you have a right to give it to any kohen you want. Obviously, if you hold, you can only give it to the Anshei Mishmar. You can't really do business with it. You bring it as a korban, and the kohen Anshei Mishmar, they take it. Right? The Rambam gives this reason because l'shitosai, the Rambam holds that you can give it to any kohen you want, and that transaction is like business. So of course the Ravid doesn't hesitate to be masik. He says, "Bigimale mafurish, mishim la'achla, v'loyam machamad v'loyusreifer." He says, "I don't know what the vazvil the Rambam." He says, "The Gemara gives a reason," and the Gemara says the reason is because you're going to have to burn part of it, and by shmita you're not allowed to burn part of it. So the lechem mishta comes in the Rambam. He says, "No, maybe the Rambam had a different kilsa. Maybe this gives answers for that." Okay. Question is, what is the pshat? So the truth is, there's a famous Minchas Chinuch that asks a very similar question on Rashi. Rashi in Parashas Mishpatim says, "Reishis plumi get chumish taki." It says in Parashas Mishpatim, "Reishis pikuri ad moscha tovi beis Hashem alokech." So Rashi on that pasuk. Says Avshnasa Shmita Chayevis. Rashi learns that even Bikurim you have to bring, even during the Shmita, you have to bring Bikurim. So it comes out according to Rashi that, so everybody asks Rashi, what do you mean? You have the same problem with Bikurim. You have number one, L'Sreifa, if it becomes Tomei, has to be burnt, which the Gemara only gave by Chalad as a Pasuk to include it. Number two, you have the Rambam's problem. Torah says, the Rambam's problem you don't have because it's given to the Anshei Mishma. It's not Schoira. Schoira is only if you have a right to give it to whichever kind you want. Then it's a deal. But what happened to Tumim? So this is a Kasha. There's a fascinating Shagas Aryeh in Rosh Hashanah who says a Gevaldik Teretz. He says that Bikurim doesn't have to be Mukhshel Kabel Tumim. Doesn't have to be wet. So Bikurim, you could side do Bikurim and you could preserve it. Challah is only chayev if you machshir it. If you make it into a dough. So challah, you're always making it susceptible to tumah. By definition, challah is susceptible to tumah. So therefore, challah without a pasuk will be potter. Just like b'chor. Right? That's what comes out. But Bikurim doesn't have that. But the bottom line is, what do we see from Rashi? Precisely what I just said. That the only time it would be called Schoira is where you can give it to any Kohen you want. If you can only give it to the Kohanei Amigdosh, the Anshei Mishma, that's not called Schoira. And that's why by Bikurim, there is a Chiv from Perish Shvius. Because it's not called Schoira. It's not called Schoira, that's Pasha Pshat. Okay. So now let's go back to Bechor. So it comes out clear that there's a difference between Bechor and Bikurim. According to Rashi, according to the Rambam, there's a difference between Bechor, and again, according to the Rambam, the Mokor is our sugi. That's the source. The source is our sugi. Now, where did the Rambam get that Bechor, that Matnas Kahuna, that Bechor, goes to any Kohen you want? Asugya, number one. Number two, the Rambam felt the only way you can learn otherwise, meaning the other Rishayim who learn that, let's say, you can only give Bechor to the Anshei Mishma. So they really learning that Bechor is not really Matnas Kahuna from the Bailam. It's Matnas Kahuna from the Mizbeach. That's a whole different kind of Matnas Kahuna. The Gemara in Shas calls that Mishulchan Gavoya Kazach. They're not even getting it from you. They're getting it from the Mikdash. They're giving it to the Mikdash. And then in the Mikdash, via the Mikdash, they're getting it. That's the way it is. They're getting it through the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Rambam knew from our sugyas, not just our sugi, from the sugis HaShas and Bechoris, that this is not the case. Why? Because L'Chor, if that would be the case, if you had an animal that could never have Kedusha's carbon, has a reason why you could have never had a Kedusha's carbon. I'm not talking about a Balmum. But mum could have had Kedushas Korban, then I got a mum. I'm talking about an animal that could have never had a Kedushas Bukhar. I'll give you a mashal. Shutfus Akum. Shutfus Akum. Okay? Shutfus Akum could never have Kedushas Bukhar. For a raya, even according to the man Dohamar, who holds that Shutfus Akum doesn't part. If you remember, we had Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shutfus Akum, you still got to give the coin your piece. To the coin. The Gemara says, Mutu Begizav Avoid, there is no Kedusha. Kedusha can only be on a whole Bechor. Still in all, you give it to the coin. That means the Rambam saw from that Sugya that the Matnas Kahuna of Bechor is not Mishulchan Gavoya. Because if it's only Mishulchan Gavoya, something which doesn't ever go there, what do you have to give it to the coin for? Right? Again, the Briskrova is saying there's two dinim, but the Briskrova is learning they're linked. But they can't be linked because, you see, even something which can't get Kedusha's Bukhar. Still, the Kohen has a right to the moment Kohen. Now the Rambam is beautiful. The Rambam came and he said, one second. The Gemara, he's not arguing with the Gemara earlier. The Rambam is going to the next step. The Rambam is saying, one second. So I understand why you can't make a behemoth shvius or bechor. Because you're making it, it's going to be burnt. Yeah, I understand. What happened to the matnas kahuna? What happened to matnas kahuna? That's the problem the Rambam had. The Rambam is asking on the Rambam, Rambam, I don't understand you. Why are you saying that the reason, you're coming up with a new reason that the Gemara didn't even discuss? That's Chayra. Why didn't you say the reason of the Gemara? The Gemara gave a reason. Because since it's going to be burnt, so it's not La'achla. So the Rambam was, that's fine. That got rid of the carbon problem. But Lididi, there's a Matnas Kahuna issue. And the Matnas Kahuna issue is a whole separate issue. The Matnas Kahuna issue is an issue which is independent of the Kedusha. So why don't you have a chiyuv to give the animal to the Kohen? Why can't the Kohen come to you and say, I understand you have a Shemitah problem here, you can't bring it as a korban because it's going to be burnt, part of it. Give me my behemoth. It's mine. Zokter Rambam Schoira. That part is butl on its own. It's just the opposite. The only part, that's why our Gemara was only dealing with why don't you bring it as a kol? For that, the Gemara answers very well, la'ochla v'loy l'sreifa. Can't be brought as a kol. That's the Gemara. Okay. The Rambam is addressing the other issue. What happened to the Koyan Schus? Zok the Rambam, Koyan has no Schus on Shemitah. That's the Loy L'Schoyra. Which every Matnas Kahuna? Absolutely. That's the whole Rambam that we have here in the... Rasha Yisrael Emel Yisrael Achos Tel Avetein Tumas Bechor Yisham Atonis Lepleini Akoyin Ben Biti Ben Achoyzi V'chol Kiyaz B'zah. You can make a business out of it, the Rambam says. That was the second Rambam that we have. There is a Tevis Anor, and it's a separate halacha. You can even make a business out of it. The Rambam says a Jew could make a business out of it. That's a big shiloh we're going to talk about next week. Why? What happened to Koyin HaMisayeh or other things? But the Rambam says, Klo, that I could have a business running. I could have on my farm a business where Kahanim Zaydis, Yisraelim, can come and pay me off. They could pay me off. So, that's what L'chaira comes out over here. So now, L'fiyani Yizdaiti, the Rambam is very clear. The Rambam is dealing with the Matnas Kahuna piece. The Gemara is dealing with the other pieces. L'chorav Zil Zeh. Now I'm going to show you, one second, I'm going to show you a Teres Kahanim that's mamish verbatim that Bikurim is a matnas kuna din. You give it to any kohen you want. There's nothing to do with Anshei Mishmo. Tos Kanim says like this. Here, Dr. Teres Kahanim. Kein Tassel is Shocho. Shocho, Shocho. Shatorah Shailitein L'chol Koye. You have a right to give it to any coin. It's your show. It's your Bechor. It's your money. You could give it to any kohen you want. Toras kohenim is klar like the Rambam. You could give it to any kohen you want. So what's going on with the Mishnah? So now we could already address what Zev started bringing up, just missing some tavlinim. Like this. There's a big difference between Bikurim and Bechor. There's another very big difference that's kedai to be moira. And that is, who has the mitzvah of the hakrove? Forget the havoh. Forget bringing it to Beis HaMikdash. That's a technicality. That could be a mailman. Not too many who has a mitzvah to bring it. I want to know whose korban is it? Who has the mitzvah of the korban? And the answer is a very clear answer. You don't need any big lomdas here. Bikurim is the korban habaylin. It's the baylin's korban. And therefore, the Bailim, they don't have to go up, they could make shluchim, they could do whatever they want, but it's their kol. And if that Bikurim won't be brought, whose onus is it? The Bailim. And then, after the Bailim bring their Bikurim as a kol, then it gets dispersed to the Anshei Mishmo. Right? Mishulchan Gavoya Kazochu, they take the Bikurim. Right? Now, Bechor cannot work that way. For a simple reason. The owner has no mitzvah hakoven. It's not the owner's kol. It's not the owner's chiv to bring a kol. The owner has only one chiv, be'etzem, to give it to the kohanim. And that's why the owner is Baal Ta'acha only can begin if he doesn't give it to the Kohen. There's no Baal Ta'acha on the owner. And that's why there's no such thing that the owner has to go and be makrivit before three. It has nothing to do with the owner, Bechlal. The owner has a Baal Ta'acha on Bechor like he has on Stokin. If he makes a nether to give tzedakah, Bechor, you would think since he didn't make a nether, there's a ribuy, that Bechor is also Baal Ta'achar. But the owner's Baal Ta'achar is only part one. Only part one. Because the carbon element of it is not his. It's not his, Bechlal. You can't be over Baal Ta'achar on something. The Baal HaKolben is the one that's over Baal Ta'achar. Who's over Baal Ta'achar? The Baal HaKolben. I'm not the Baal HaKolben. I have a toivus hanor to give it to any kohen I want. Now, if the owner goes and he brings it to the Beis HaMikdosh, so what we really have here is like this. We have an unidentified Navy. You follow? Because he's not the Navy. He's not the Navy. Because he's not a mavi of the kolm. The kolm is the kohanim. What is he? It's unidentified mavi. In that case, we have a shaila. So who do we award the flesh of the kolm to? In that case, the kohanim mishma are zoicha. Because there's no mavi. There's no maven. In a case, and this Rabbi says is beferish, what happens if I have a carbon oil, right? If I have a carbon oil, there also, it's only mishulchan gavoya kazach, right? But what happens if I take an oil and I make it into matnas kohanim? I take an oil and I give it to a kohen. I say, here, it's yours. You're the balako. You know what the halach is then? The skin doesn't go to the anshe mishma. Because then he comes and he says, this has nothing to do with the anshe mishma. I'm bringing it personally. And that's Peferosh in the Rambam, in Klei HaMikdash. Here, Perek Dalet, Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Halacha Vav. Says the Rambam, Koyin Shehoyo Loi Kom. He had a Kom. Doesn't matter how he got the Kom. Somebody gave it to him. He made it himself. Doesn't make a difference. And now he says, he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, but it's not his week. So he has no rights to any korbanos of Beis HaMikdash. But now he's coming with his own, his mind. He walks in, he says, Zok the Rambam. Then all the rules are thrown out. Zok the Rambam. Koyin, shohoye loy kolma, reze bolo mikdosh, umakrive b'chol yoyim shiyirtze. You could be makrive and irrelevant of it being your day. And the Rambam says, Klor, v'or v'achilosei shaloi. It's yours. If it's a chatas, obviously, you can eat the meat. If it's a shlomim, you can eat the meat. If it's an oila, you get the skin. The kohanim that are working, they have no shaychas to you. Yeah, because it's mine. It's below the radar screen. It's not in the system. I'm coming, doing my own avoda. So now, it's very close. The Mishnah, the Braise, is talking about where there's no mevi. Where there's no mevi, by definition, it's the Schalik, Lanshe Mishmo. The Yisrael can't dictate that because he's not the Balakom. Right? He can't dictate he's not the Balakom. But if you give the Kohen the Matnas Kohen, now the Kohen got it, not Zev B'Teres Shliach. He got a Peteris Matnas Kohuna. Now it's his Kol. And that's what our sugi is talking about. And Lagabi that, there's no din of Anshe Mishmo. Lagabi that, there's no din of Baal Ta'acha. Everything fits the way the Rambam learned. So really, it's Hakol Mokoyim Yovei Bishol. Okay, we mamshech with Koyim Esayeh next week.
But if he comes in to the Beis HaMikdash and he says, Anshe Mishma there, I'm picking this Kayin, that will work still.
That's not Anshe Mishma.
Right. Yeah, Anshe Mishma only kicks in by the way,
if you look at the Lashon HaRambam, Rabbi Isai, I have to show you Lashon HaRambam. No, we don't have any on this one. But anyway, all right, we'll do it next week. Ram says you can give it wherever you want to give it. You don't have to give it in Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean where? It's Mamish, this idea.
Right.
I mean, if you come to the Beis HaMikdash
and you just drop it off, then it's...
Then you're giving a Peteris Mikdash. Here it is. Which is what you were trying to say at the beginning.
Yeah, I missed it's the last Havana of comb. What it is.
You have one of two things, which is exactly Excuse me?